not necessarily by evil desires, but by misplaced trust. He isn't condemning possessions, he's challenging priorities. Because when our treasure is anchored in heaven, our hearts follow. And when our trust is in the Father, our lives begin to reflect the peace, freedom, and generosity of the kingdom. So as we open up Matthew 6 today, let's not just ask where our money goes. Let's ask, where is our heart pointed? What do we cling to when fear creeps in? What do we believe will sustain us when life feels shaky? Let's step into this conversation with honesty and a willingness to be changed. Because Jesus isn't after our wallets, he's after our trust. I think we can all agree that Jesus doesn't pull any punches. And it's no different when it comes to the issue of